So you put something in your show sheet, Gator, and I've realized that I think something that probably isn't very popular about us in terms of the takes that we have and that people get upset and worked up comes back to this because nobody wants to talk about this. But you mentioned Dan Campbell talked to the media again and said they were in no rush to make a move. How do you take that? Are you discouraged or fine with being patient over the next week and a half?
Doesn't sound like there's a lot of patience at this point.
Preaching patience in sports talk radio is trying to skate uphill against the wind. Like, nobody wants to hear patience. And we've done it. We do it a lot. We do it probably
every trade deadline, no matter what the sport. No matter what the sport.
I think it's we're getting real closer. I'm going to be patient with Michigan football. Like, they got a chance to improve it in the offseason. Be patient with Sharon because people are you know, jumping to conclusions on that. Be patient with the trade deadline. Be patient with Brad Holmes. Like, the trade deadline is it's coming up, but there's still two more games to play.
I understand some of the angst. I mean, you look at the Tigers and you go to, in 2023, the trade deadline. Okay, we're waiting. And then finally, it looks like they got a deal at the last second with Rodriguez, and then it gets canceled because of Rodriguez. He cancels it. It's like, what just happened? Like, we were being patient with Scott Harris to make the right deal here. Looks like he had a deal that he was happy with. Mm-hmm. And then at the last second, it gets nixed. And I think that's where some of the angst comes from because, okay, if you keep waiting, if you wait to the last second to get something done, that can happen and it doesn't get done. Last year at the trade deadline in the NFL, we were dying to see if the Lions are going to go out and get an edge rusher. There were names out there. Hey, I wanted Brian Burns. Yeah, guess what? Brian Burns wasn't shipped off. But then there were the other names like Montez Sweat and Chase Young. And they didn't come to the Lions. And the Lions made one move and it was for Donovan Peoples-Jones. And people were left underwhelmed with that. And even though months and almost a year to the date after it, I think we can all understand why they didn't make deals for those players. If you made a deal for Montez Sweat, you had to extend him and give him a big contract. And would he be worth it? Yeah, he's probably worth it. But they didn't want to do that.
Yeah.
So I can understand more angst to that than I can Chase Young, who, as time has gone by, looks like, okay, it made sense for the Lions not to go that route. So I get it, but and we're going to have to deal with this for the next week and a half leading up to that trade deadline because as we get closer, the rumors are just going to amp up because the media can't help ourselves with looking for the stories, and the media is going to dig up some story and someone's going to come up with a source that might be flimsy or it might be rock solid, but there's going to be sourcing that goes on and there'll be names floated out there. And when the names get floated out there, we'll talk about it. Does this make sense? Hey, did it make sense? It looked like DeAndre Hopkins is going to get traded to the Chiefs. Well, should the Lions have got? No, they shouldn't. Hey, Cooper Kupp looks like he's on a trade. But should the Lions get involved? No, they shouldn't. But if Trey Hendrickson's name comes up, then you look out. Katie bar the door.
So here's the thing about this. If we have a GM that's patient, if we're patient with people, and we think that they are good at their jobs, right now, if we did an approval rating of Brad Holmes in Detroit, what do you think it would be? 95%, 96%, 97%. It'd be an extraordinarily high approval rating. Would you rather have a guy that's logical be patient or that hurries into everything? The opposite of being patient is rushing into things. Is rushing into things the way you want your team to do things?
No.
Is rushing into things... Typically, because I'll tell you the last time, the worst time to like evaluate stuff is the moment right after games end and the moment right after seasons end. Everybody's emotional after games. Go on social media after a loss. The sky is falling, man. A few days later, everybody kind of calms down and you're in a more logical place to make decisions. And I think that Brad Holmes strikes me as the kind of guy that gets some offers, thinks about them, looks at all the ramifications, tries to figure out how they'll fit, how it impacts the current roster, the locker room, the scheme, and sits on it for a while before he pulls the trigger. If you're patient or rush into things, I mean, there's a middle ground, of course, but the we're asleep at the wheel and loses all credibility of these texts. And I remember you putting your show sheet about, are we comfortable with the Lions being patient? And my answer is yes, because of who's pulling the trigger here.
I'm comfortable with it, but I know fans are not.
No.
Fans want the instant gratification. They want it right now. They want to see the shiny toy as soon as possible. You don't want to wait for it.
Mm-hmm.
All that is, you know, to an extent, it's understandable, but it can get a little annoying, too.
Yep.
From my standpoint, because it goes against my nature of wanting to be patient and understanding that this guy is really good at his job, and perhaps trading isn't his forte yet, but I don't think he's made enough trades for me to say that that's a hole in his game. And when you get to the trade deadline, we have no information, right? No. We can be speculative based on reports that we see of, and then you have to trust somebody else's source that's not our source. We have no idea of what goes on behind the scenes. We have no idea who's contacting Brad Holmes, who Brad Holmes is contacting, how those conversations have gone. You know, what is the price to be paid for player X or player Y? We don't know. That's the thing. And that's a trust level again. It's faith in Brad Holmes that he has all the information and we have none of the information.
Carson Anderson, open lines, 97.1 The Ticket.